Ocean World and Dingle have welcomed three new Humboldt penguin chicks. But one dad isn't taking his role seriously and is spending more time playing than looking after his baby. To tell us more about the new arrivals, we're joined by aquarist with Dingle Ocean World, Michelle O'Duda. Hello, Michelle.
Hiya, how's it going?
Good to talk to you. What's the name of this penguin?
His name is Gary Jr.
Oh, we just had a Gary on. Gary McPeak. This is Gary McPenguin. So Gary has how many? He's not father to all three of the new chicks, is he?
No, just one.
Right. And describe his behaviour to us.
Basically, I think maybe with the really nice weather, he's just decided that he wants to go in the pool a lot more. He still comes back up to the nest and checks up on the chick, but he doesn't really play much of a part of feeding or minding the chick.
Right. And how much of a part do daddy penguins play in the raising of chicks normally?
Normally, it's a 50-50 effort with the mom.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And that's, Gary's got other things on his mind, I guess.
I suppose that's why Gary's behaviour is notable then.
100%.
He's not pulling his weight. Has this happened before down there?
No, it's never happened before.
Right. So there's three new Humboldt penguin chicks. So Gary is the dad of one of them. Where did the other two come from?
The other two are Blue and Breeze. And then, so one of them is Blue and Breeze. And then the other two are Ricotta and Lester's. The other one, sorry.
Well, it sounds like gobbledygook to me now. Are they breeds or colours or names?
No, they're the names. So all of our Humboldt penguins are named after cheese.
They're named after cheeses?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a bit of a theme to the name.
And this is just in Dingle, not worldwide?
No, this is just in Dingle, yeah.
Right.
Well, when we first got them, we got 10 of them, and most of them came with their own names, and most of them were named after cheese. So we just kind of continued that theme going with the chicks that we've had previous years.
So do you have an Edam?
We do have an Edam, yeah.
Do you have a Cashel Blue?
We don't. We do have Blue, so Blue is short for blue cheese. We've also got a Goo, short for Gouda.
Yeah, yeah. Sliced cheese?
Sliced. No, not sliced. We do have a cheddar though, but
you do.
That kind of...
That's brilliant. Now, seriously though, you're part of the EEP breeding program. What does EEP stand for?
It stands for EASA Ex Situ Program, which is basically a breeding program that acts as kind of like a safety net in case the wild populations need support.
Right. And you and other aquariums around the world are all part of this?
Yes. Well, I am part of the EASA aquariums and zoos.
Aha, right. How many penguins have you got in total down in Dingle?
In total, including the three new chicks, we've got 20 Humboldt penguins and then we have 16 Gentoo penguins.
Right. How do they differ?
So Gentoo penguins are the third largest and they're also found in Antarctica and the surrounding islands around Antarctica, whereas the Humboldt penguins, they kind of come ninth on the scale of size compared to the rest of the species. And you can find them along the coastline of Chile and Peru in South America.
They're fascinating creatures, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're full of character.
Yeah, we've all seen Happy Feet.
Yeah.
So they laid the egg and it's the dad minds the egg, is it? Or is it the other way around?
It's 50-50. So while one of the parents is on the nest, the other one is off fishing. And then when they come back, then they swap. They do a little bow to each other to kind of reinforce the relationship.
Right.
And then they swap over. So whoever was on the nest goes fishing then. And whoever was fishing goes back on the nest.
And do scientists know how they can come back into hundreds, maybe thousands of penguins and find their partner?
They each have their own distinct call.
Right.
So when they come back into the colony, they'll call out to each other and they'll then realize who it is. They'll hear their significant other's call and then go right over to them.
Right. So obviously Gary is not hearing his significant other's call.
I'd say he's selective hearing at this stage.
Does he? So what can you, I don't know what you can do with Gary, you know, like what do you do? Do you scold him? Do you, you know, encourage him?
Well, I think he knows he's supposed to go up there, like, because he keeps checking in and stuff like that, especially when we're assist feeding and stuff like that with the with Bree, or yeah. not Bree, sorry. Wensleydale is his
Wensleydale is his, right, and right, okay.
So,
and how come he's called Gary and he isn't named after cheese?
Well, he was one of the original 10 penguins that came to us. So there was three that had non-cheese names, but the rest of them had cheese names. So
There's a problem. He obviously knows. He feels left out. He feels like he's not one of the gang. Yeah. You have to name him after a cheese.
That's it. Maybe Pecorino or something like
or just,
that.
Or just big cheese. The big cheese.
The big cheese.
How will this, again, serious question, will this have a long-term effect on the chicks or not, do you think?
No, it won't have a long-term effect on the chicks, like, because Wensleydale is pretty much like sole caregiver, and then we're making sure that she has enough food to produce to regurgitate to her chick and stuff. And we also aid in the feeding of the chick as well.
Right. Mozzarella.
Mozzarella, we do have a mozzarella.
What crack do you have down there, huh?
I know, it's great.
You just can't wait for the next penguin chicks to arrive.
Honestly, but we're not allowed to name them ourselves, so it's always a competition on our social media. So if you have any good cheese and name ideas.
But they have that's the easy singles, somebody says.
Easy singles. That's Gary's, maybe.
Yeah, Gary, yeah. So I was just talking there to our contestant, Helen, and we were just saying it's school tour time. I'd imagine you're getting loads of them down there, are you?
Yeah, loads of school tours now. And then during the summer, we'll get the Irish colleges in as well.
Yeah. How long have you been working there, Michelle?
It'll be 9 years in July.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're doing something you love doing, and you're in a little part of paradise down there in Dingle.
100%. It's stunning down here, and not many people get to work with penguins for a living, so I feel very, very lucky.
Particularly ones named after cheeses. Like I says. Sorry, that's made my, not only my day, it's made my week, Michelle.
Michelle. I'm glad to hear it.
And I haven't come across an O'Dowda before.
It's the Irish version of O'Dowd.
Ah, yes, D-U-B-H-D-A. So, and is it black? Is the D-U-B-H black, or is it something else?
It's because of an old king of Ireland used to be O'Dowda, I think.
Right.
I'm actually not sure origin or the meaning of the name.
Okay. Michelle O'Dowda, aquarist from Dingle Ocean World, thanks for filling us in. I hope Gary changes his ways and becomes a better dad.
Me too.
keep us posted. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. It sounds to me like Gary's just cheesed off, says Brenda. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.